Hey, what is up? It's Todd. And in this episode, you know, I want to do something a little different. Normally, I'm talking to you. I'm like preaching the good gospel about how to use video to move deals forward to the close. But in this episode, I want to switch it up a bit. I want to talk to you about the latest stats, the data that indicates that, well, what I've been preaching, the Todd Good Gospel, helps you close deals at faster rates. Let's look at the data in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, super. Few times can I really lift the veil and like be like, yeah, you know, I know we're early on a topic and I've been telling you for a long time about using the power of video to move people through the sales process, but few times can I like also show you the data. So in this episode, I want to make sure that you know what's happening across industries. But when I tell you about industries and how they're using video and how it's helping them, a bad marketer or a bad listener of the Toddcast is going to say to themselves, well, that's in the SaaS industry. We're this perfect snowflake industry, and we don't do business like that. That's what a bad business leader does. Reason? Because by the time the data is already out about your industry, other people that you're competing with are already frigging crushing it, and they've left you in the dust. The truth is, it's not about your industry, and it never has been. It's about your prospect, and it always has been, and your prospect buys across multiple industries. So don't put that limiting belief in your brain in the way of making the right business decision. Let's get into the data, and you'll realize that it's about a human psychological need. As they're going through the buying process, and in this digital world, there's a sales psychology that happens. And if you can understand what humans are interested in, what helps humans buy, you'll realize that you're selling to humans too, regardless of what industry you're in. Aight? Let's do this. Inside of Vidyard's latest data report, SaaS companies, oh, by the way, this comes from Proposity 2020, SaaS company proposals that had video enjoyed a 41% higher close rate. What would your life be like if you could increase your close rate by 41%? Now, you know, one of the things that I tell people all the time is whenever you submit a proposal, always create a proposal video and do it like a show and tell. Put your face on camera, show your proposal, and make your proposal not like a text PDF or an email with bullet points, which is friggin' dry. Make it visual. Why? Because people buy visually. So large images, large iconography on there that connects the mental dots. Because if somebody doesn't understand your bullet point, they ain't gonna buy. So if you need to make it visually so they can go, oh, okay, that's what we're doing and that's where it goes, especially if your business is conceptual or theoretical what you're doing, you've got to visually show people what it's the final product is going to look like or as close to what you can do as possible. Let's talk about my marketing agency, my video production agency for a moment. I can't show people what these videos look like when I'm in the proposal stage, when I'm submitting it to them. So I have to think about imagery that's similar, that they've already told me that they're emotionally attracted to, that they want their finished product to look like. Got it? Once you understand the imagery, then you can apply it to the slide and add your data. So when you're teaching somebody through the proposal, and make no mistake, yo, you are teaching. And you're motivating and you're inspiring because people need to check off certain boxes when, in order for that deal to get to the next stage, you have to create the right level of certainty and emotional excitement because an emotionally unaffected buyer, they ain't gonna buy. So you gotta wrap those things in there, and the visuals help them have greater clarity. So you already know SaaS company proposals that had video enjoyed 41% higher close rate. That's pretty damn good. Event services company proposals that had video in it enjoyed a whopping 103% higher close rate. What? Are you kidding? What would your life be like if you could get 103% higher close rate? They'd be throwing parades in your honor. That's what it would be like. People in your office would think you're like Baby Yoda. You got all the answers somehow, right? And all you're really doing is using video as in, you know, a personalized video of the proposal to inject more clarity so people know what they're buying. And then by standing out in their inbox, instead of sending them something like a PDF that gets lost in the inbox, sending a video with a large thumbnail with a big play button that screams, "Be lazy and click on me and I'll teach you." That video is going to get you a much higher play rate, open rate, than the PDF of the proposal is going to get you as an open rate, right? Let's proceed ahead. By the way, did you say to yourself, "Oh, Todd, well, those stats don't matter because that's a SaaS company." Or that 101% higher close rate, dude, that's for event services, but our business is different. If you did that, that's a fail. You should be looking for data in other industries and be the early adopter in yours so you could be the friggin' rock star in your industry. Get it? Good. Nearly 90% of sales professionals report the importance of accessing video data to qualify leads, engage prospects, and influence deals. That comes from Demand Metric and Vidyard 2020. Look, I like this. Like, I think this is super important. So let's talk more about how to move deals forward to the close. The average product demo video lasts 29 minutes, and it takes 79% of the meeting. So think about that. If you're a marketer and you're like, "Well, wait a minute, Todd, that video is 29 minutes long. That's too long. We should be doing 40 and 60 second videos." Really? Depends. If you want to move a deal to the close stage, as somebody gets further along in the funnel, the deeper they go in the funnel, the longer those videos can be. Don't allow somebody else's rules that may not be dealing with video on a daily basis influence the way you move deals forward with video, because you could be getting advice from novices. I do this on a daily basis. I crush deals at a faster rate using video because I don't listen to the nonsense that marketing experts provide. All right, let's go into one more here. The use of video in customer and sales conversations, as well as prospecting, increased by 93% since 2019. Now that's Demand Metric, Vidyard 2020. I want you to know that that's pre-COVIDian. The new data that you're going to see coming out like in 2021 is what's happened since we can't go into people's offices and we can't like walk in and press flesh and tell them about our solution, right? But we still have to be accountable for hitting our goals. More people have adopted video in your industry. It's probably going to be almost everybody before you know it. So if you want to close deals faster, if you want to move deals forward to the close, I highly recommend you're using video. Now, there are multiple ways to use video. I gave you a couple of examples, but there might be like 15 or 20. I just gave you a couple. And the more you have of different strategies and tactics inside of your like Swiss Army knife that you can take out during different scenarios in your business's sales process, the more often you will move people to the close, punch them into the end zone, celebrate a touchdown, and then be able to serve them to help them achieve their goals. If you want to figure out some of my best strategies, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. It is my gift to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Amazing things are going to happen in 2021 for your business. Lord knows you've gone through a world of chaos in 2020. Start adopting the power of video. Go look at that free gift at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And then When you're done with that, go to LinkedIn. That's right. Connect with me. Drop me a DM and say, yo, dude, I saw the 20-minute free gift and it was fill in the word right there. All right. I look forward to hearing from you. Happy New Year. And let's crush some revenue in 2021. Peace.